Recently, AARP Iowa held a candidate forum in Des Moines for the at-large candidates as well as the mayoral candidates. It was well attended, and here, State Director Brad Anderson talks about the issues that are important to his members and the fact that Des Moines was one of the very first cities to take on the work to become age-friendly. What does that mean and more? And what's on the minds of voters? All of that is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are talking with Brad Anderson. Brad is the state director for AARP Iowa. And recently, they've been holding a series of conversations with soon-to-be elected officials, perhaps, in the upcoming Des Moines City Council election. Brad, welcome back. Good to have you here,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, Michael. Always good to be on your show.
What's going on?
Well, we have a race.
We
have an open at-large seat here in Des Moines and a contested mayoral race, one of the first contested mayoral races I can think of in a really long time here in Des Moines. And as you know, we designated Des Moines as an age-friendly city back in 2012, and it was the third such designation in AARP's network, which now extends to 400 communities across the country. So we were really on the cutting edge in 2012. The big question I asked—
Brad, before you go there, tell us what an age-friendly community is.
Yeah, an age-friendly community, this is an official designation by both the AARP and the World Health Organization. And it really inserts a community into a network and puts them on a path to making their city, quote unquote, age friendly. So what does that mean? That means having safer streets, having connected sidewalks. It means having multimodal transportation lanes. It means having outdoor recreation. So when we think of age friendly, it is it's not just for people over the age of 50. It's for 8 to 80 is how we like to think of it. And if you're really going to be concrete about it, think of it like a park bench. So if you put a park bench somewhere, who sits on that park
bench?
Everybody. Everybody does, right? And a park bench is an age-friendly thing that you can do for your community. And so given that we have a demographic, it is no secret that we are getting older. Iowa is getting older. Our communities are getting older. We have to not bury our head in the sands, and we have to make our communities more accessible and age-friendly for everyone. So we had this designation for Des Moines in 2012.
And now there's 400 cities.
Now there's 400, and we put a path. We put a plan together for Des Moines, and it's been great. So the question now for the candidates is, so you are on the cutting edge of being age-friendly. What are you doing moving forward to make sure we continue this designation, but also not let our foot off the gas, make it even more age friendly?
And make it come to fruition.
Make it come to fruition. Yeah. And, you know, and I just posed that question to all the candidates, both for the at-large race and the mayoral race. And I was really excited to see, number one, that they read all the stuff that we did throughout the last 5 years. I mean, there are a lot of work, but they did their homework. And so to their credit, they understood what it meant to be age-friendly. But number two, there are some really thoughtful answers. And one specific thing that came to that was kind of front of mind for me was complete streets. And really, all of the candidates, I shouldn't say it, most of the candidates really embraced complete streets. And as you know, complete streets mean that it means making your community more walkable, more safeable, and more open to other forms of transportation outside of motor vehicles. And so it means calming traffic, slowing it down. It means crosswalks. It means bike lanes, you know, and people get surprised that AARP supports bike lanes. But it's bike lanes have been proven. First of all, our members ride bikes.
Yeah.
Secondly, drivers appreciate bike lanes because it makes our roads safer. So it should be as no surprise, but people do get surprised that we support bike lanes. We call them multimodal transportation lanes because people get all freaked out by their bike lanes.
A little concerned about that for some reason, yeah.
So it was a great forum, and we have really a good selection of candidates to choose from.
When we talk about multimodal transportation, not too far distant future is going to be something called autonomous vehicles. And, you know, we hear a lot about speeds and lots of different things that focus on the driver. But when we go to autonomous vehicles, and the time is not that far away, that's going to cause a great difference in how people get around, I would suspect, because you won't necessarily have to. You'll have proper distancing between vehicles. If there are individuals on bicycles or walking or whatever it happens to be, those things hopefully at some point will be registered with that vehicle. Yes?
You are 100% right. We are sitting here today. It's 2019. 10 years from now, we could listen to this conversation and just laugh because the truth is everything will change in the next 10 years. Autonomous vehicles are coming. They are already on the road. So you can imagine, we know the speed of technology. We know that they're coming. And so when communities start thinking through building and their built environment, they need to take into account the future and they need to think through what does a world where autonomous vehicles exist look like. And so we posed that question actually last night, and it was kind of interesting because we said, we framed it as a vision question, and we said, so what is your vision, not just for roads, but just for transportation in Des Moines in the next 10 years? And there were some interesting answers. The biggest, I would say, the biggest gap that was between some folks who were open to rapid transit, and then some folks thought we should do the opposite. We should move to slower transit, but maybe a smaller bus system that is not using the hub and spoke system that's currently used by DART, combined with Lyft and Uber and autonomous vehicles. So we know one option, the rapid transit, costs a lot of money. We don't know a whole lot about this other option, but it does seem to be forward thinking. And so voters really need to study this issue and take account, because the one thing we heard, because we did ask AARP members to submit questions ahead of time, roads was far and away the number one issue.
Really?
Roads. I mean, and
the quality of the roads, the how they're laid out?
I would say mostly the quality of the roads. Yeah. And I think
there's more than
still,
potholes.
Well, I think there's still some residual memory of the pothole situation from earlier this year. And, we got national recognition, for better or for worse, on the number of potholes. And it is a direct result of an aging infrastructure. And I think my guess is that is what led to voters supporting the local option sales tax with 70% of the vote. Because they know that we need to do something. And so roads was top of mind. We have the candidates understood that. I mean, a lot of our candidates are running on Fix Our Roads.
Sure.
It's a pretty simple, straightforward message, right? But they also know there's more to that. You know, not just when we fix them, let's just not build them the same way. Let's shrink them down and add some sidewalks, you know, things like that, that they're doing on Fluor Drive, for example. They really are rethinking the way we do all of our roads. And as opposed to these giant, vast concrete jungles that we saw being built, 10 years ago,
right.
A lot of cities, not just in Des Moines, but all across the country are really shrinking that down. And slowing down traffic and making our spaces more walkable.
Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, he is the state director for AARP Iowa, and we're talking about recent changes and recent comments from a wide number of individuals who are running for the city council in Des Moines, as well as the mayoral race. So, yeah, this is a spirited race, and we've got some excellent candidates out there that are talking about some things that are of importance. Did you talk about money at all?
Some candidates did.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did ask some follow-up questions of candidates if they were proposing. I know one candidate has suggested both cutting taxes and heating roads. I was just curious, as a voter, how do you do that?
Yeah, right.
How do you cut taxes and heat roads? And so that was one, you know, and one issue that came up, which is really something that is important, really important to our demographic, is this issue of cutting property taxes for all voters who are over 65. You know, some candidates have proposed eliminating property taxes. And we get this question a lot at AARP: what is your position on that? And the truth is, yes, our members do care a lot about property taxes, and we want to make sure that they can afford property taxes. But at the same time, we still care about safe streets. We still care about affordable housing and connected sidewalks. And so you can't have one without the other. And if you are going to cut property taxes for 65 and older or eliminate them, number one, you can't do it at the city level. The legislature has to approve something like that. But number two, think that plan through. I mean, in Des Moines, doing so would cost, I think I heard something like $3 million in the general fund. Well, what are you going to cut then, right?
Right. I mean, what takes the place?
What takes the place? And so so it's a complicated question because, yes, we want to make property taxes as affordable as possible for our members, but at the same time, we want them to be safe. We want them to have emergency response time in an adequate, you know, in an adequate amount of time. So there are a lot of things that you need to think through. A lot of these are not just simply black and white issues. And so, which is why, you know, we spent an hour with the at-large candidates. We spent an hour with the mayoral candidates, and it was a really substantive conversation. And I think our members appreciate that.
And they came away better informed.
Better informed, sure. Exactly.
Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, he is the state director for AARP Iowa. We've been talking about roads and transportation and property taxes, complete streets, and age-friendly communities, how important that is for all of us. Brad, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that was Brad Anderson, the state director of AARP Iowa, as we got hyper-local talking about the Des Moines City Council elections. All of those, by the way, happen on the 5th day of November. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Brad Anderson, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.